Leading Britain's conversation. LBC with Sheila Fogarty.
Well, because of the virus, it feels to me, well, in part anyway, because of the virus, it feels to me that the American election campaign, presidential election campaign, has been a very strange one indeed in so many ways. It felt for a while like a kind of phantom election campaign, that it wasn't really happening. I think that's all changed now. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. It's definitely happening now, isn't it, Simon?
Yeah, no, quite well. If it's not going to happen now, when is it going to happen, Sheila? We are just under, 3 weeks away, 20 days to go before Election Day. And bear in mind, the election actually is already happening. More than 10 million Americans have already cast their votes. Early voting is underway now in more than 40 of America's 50 states. So for a whole host of voters, whatever is happening in this last three-week sprint to the finishing line is irrelevant because they've already cast their votes. But definitely we are seeing more traditional electioneering, even in COVID-19 circumstances. Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania last night, once again offering to kiss the audience. He says that he's immune from COVID-19, even though, of course, he can't possibly know that. I'll play it for you. I know you want to hear it.
And now I'm immune, they tell me. I'm immune. I could come down and start kissing everybody. I'll kiss every guy, man and woman, man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him. Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay.
Very unclear to me if he's running for President of the United States or for an opening on Saturday Night Live. But the more relevant issue that cropped up last night was the realization that Donald Trump understands how much trouble he is in, because we have seen his support over the last couple of weeks absolutely crater with two specific demographics here. First of all, retirees. I'll get to them in a minute. But secondly, women voters in America's suburbs. And this was Donald Trump's plaintive cry to them last night.
Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I gotta go quickly. We don't have time. They want me to be politically correct. Oh, yes, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it over the next 10 years. Now, we saved suburbia.
That is a bit of a dog whistle for suggesting that he has saved predominantly white neighborhoods.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, can I come in here? I mean,
yes, of course you can.
What I was about to say, he's lost his mind. I mean, that that is, I mean, come on.
Well, even more bizarre than that is the picture that he retweeted last night, which is a fake Biden for President poster in which the letter P has been scratched out. So it says Biden for resident, and it shows Joe Biden pictured in an old people's home, which is utterly astounding, given that the other demographic group that he's struggling to win back is the support of seniors and retirees. And there are moments on the campaign trail where, over the last two or three days, you've sort of wondered if he's really serious about even giving it a go in terms of turning these polling numbers around, because we're not hearing any substantive critique of Joe Biden's positions from the President of the United States. We hear the usual nonsense about Joe Biden being controlled by a mob of radical Marxists who are using him as a Trojan horse to take the Oval Office, and then they're going to destroy America. But he's not coming to grips with any of the enormous holes that exist within the Democratic Party's policies in this presidential election, giving Joe Biden essentially a free ride. And Joe Biden himself was in Florida yesterday hammering away at the record of Donald Trump on COVID-19, a president who celebrates the fact that he has recovered from the virus, even though 215,000 Americans have died as a result of it.
Experts say unless we change rapidly, and he has shown no indication he's willing to change or do the proper thing, we could lose another 200,000 lives in the next few months. All because this president is only worried about the stock market, didn't want to scare anybody. He refuses to follow science. It's estimated that if, in fact, we all wore masks between now and January, we could save 100 1,000 lives over the next few months.
And where you hear those car horns sounding, that's illustrative of the COVID-19 realities here. Joe Biden was essentially holding a drive-in campaign appearance there in Florida. Unlike Donald Trump, he's not surrounded by thousands of cheering maskless fans being assured by the president that if they get COVID-19, they'll then be immune from it. Instead, Joe Biden is taking a more responsible approach to all of this and holding these drive-in events where hundreds of people gather in cars and then express their support for him by sounding the horn there.
And it's interesting. I've seen a few pieces this morning suggesting that, or not suggesting, just, you know, making the case that Joe Biden isn't doing well simply because Dominic, God, I'm getting my names confused again, Donald Trump has, you know, just gone off the scale in how he's campaigning. It's that he's actually, the more people see of him, the more they like him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democrats have played a very cautious game here. I mean, my view is that there is no American politician more benefited by COVID-19 than Joe Biden, because his ability to stay in the basement in Delaware for so many weeks of this campaign, when he would have been out there campaigning, and given his propensity to make gaffes, and he's always been a gaffe-prone politician, but he's really a gaffe-prone politician now. I think it's possible that the bloom would have gone off the rose much earlier in this campaign had he not been stuck in the basement doing virtual events. If Joe Biden wins this election, there is going to be such a heightened sense of expectation over what he's going to be able to do for the country. And Donald Trump is letting him get away with campaigning and claiming, for example, that he's got a national plan to defeat COVID-19, although it's very unclear what that national plan is. There's a 7-point plan outlined on his website, very general in scope, very limited in specifics. And he said there, if we can get everybody wearing face masks, well, he concedes that as president of the United States, he's not even sure he would have the legal authority to get people wearing face masks. So there is an opportunity for a disciplined, focused Republican presidential candidate to tear apart many of the positions on which Joe Biden is campaigning. But he's getting a free pass in this election from Donald Trump, who simply doesn't want to be disciplined and focused. You know, yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, veteran Republican, war horse of the party up on Capitol Hill, took a break from those Supreme Court hearings. He's on the Judiciary Committee, and he wrote a tweet that he directed at President Trump. And he said, my recommendation to you is that you get yourself a box of index cards, and on one of them you write down the 5 things you want to do in another 4 years in office, and the 5 ways in which you differentiate yourself from Joe Biden. And you read from that card at your rallies. That guides you through your speeches. I mean, that gives you a sense that Republicans in Congress understand that Donald Trump is doing nothing to head off the seemingly inevitable defeat that he's going to suffer at the polls in less than 3 weeks' time.
Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.